It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. All right, the honor flights have resumed, you know, the flights that bring World War II vets to Washington, D.C., a one-day trip to visit the World War II monument. The trip today, though, is a special one. And to explain that for us, we're joined by Rochelle Crump, a Vietnam vet and an organizer of these flights, the honor flight, this one in particular. Rochelle, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a long time coming, this flight, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Tell me, can you tell me about it?
Sure, absolutely. So, as you know, it was actually canceled for last year due to COVID. And then it continued to grow in numbers in terms of women signing up to be a part of it, as well as then just bringing the spirit of it by having a pre-flight party, which we did on September the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought hundreds of women together, basically, to, you know, just get to know each other. And then, you know, to just hang out a little bit. And, you know, we had some dynamic speakers there. And it just was all about us. This was today's. About us.
Rochelle Crump is joining us. She's one of the organizers of this flight, and it's a all-women flight just for Vietnam vets, Rochelle?
I'm yes, sorry. And we do have Korean and two World War II women veterans with us, and I believe it's seven Korean War veterans. And the others, basically, 84 of them are Vietnam-era veterans.
And so you're in D.C. now, right? And what's the feeling like?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everyone is really still excited. It's been a long day, I can say that. You know, we were at the airport at 4 this morning, and I didn't see where the, you know, the spirit of it has gone down at all. Everyone is very excited about each stop that we've made. We've gone to the Women's Memorial, WIMSA, and that was wonderful. There was a lunch there, and it was time for, you know, to hear from General Vaught, who basically was the initiator and the founder of the Women in Military Service for America. We have a general that's traveling with us also, Brigadier General Wallace. And then we have others, you know, like the celebrities. These are really the World War II veterans. You know, one is 104 years old and the other one is 99.
That is fantastic.
So, you know, we stand on the shoulder of that. We're very excited about, you know, just even being in their presence, if you will. You know, they were the start of something big for the nation when it came to women. And so we followed that trailblazers, and we basically have, you know, done different things in the military, and we're glad to be able to, you know, just stand up today to say here we are. You know, we exist. We're not invisible.
We're talking to Rochelle Crump, the one of the organizers of the first all-women honor flight that took off from Midway today. She's in Washington now. I interrupted you, but I'm just so you've got women from so many different times of service.
Yes.
Tell me about what they're sharing in common today.
Today, you know, we're of all different branches of service, and we're from different backgrounds as well. What they're sharing is that, you know, this is some of them for the first time they've been to Washington, D.C., and their experience is, you know, like the change of the guard for the unknown soldier, which mm-hmm. was very sentimental, and, you know, it just kind of puts you at a tense that, you know, we still forget so much about military history. We still forget sometimes that we have military men and women who are still missing in action. The wall, you know, the Vietnam Veterans Wall with over 58,000 names on there. Those names are faces. They're loved ones of a lot of, you know, citizens. And, you know, when you say that, you really just, it puts you in a position where you think about how much they've sacrificed, and here we are too, you know, to honor them. So it's not just us being honored here today too. We're honoring them by coming to these memorials and letting, you know, the family see it on television and the radio and knowing that we're here, you know, like just remembering what they did for this country.
You know, it's nice to me to think of the fact that you all were flying there, bringing so many of your own stories, and you're going to come back with shared stories. I mean, it was a very
yes.
individual mission in the beginning, and it's going to be a very shared mission on the way home.
Absolutely. And there are so many stories here. You know, some of these women have been in the military for over 30 years. You know, some shorter terms than that, but everybody has a story, you know, and they're wonderful stories too, you know, because they've done things. They've been land, air, and sea all over the world, you know. So, you know, we salute them today. I'm proud to be here with them, you know, with my own military experience. This wasn't longevity, but, you know, I served, and, you know, I have a story too.
Rochelle Crump, organizer of the first all-women Illinois Honor Flight. Rochelle, let's hope that when we're 104, we're still making trips.
Isn't that something? It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
It's really amazing to see her, and she's getting out of the transportation, and she's going to each of the sites, and, you know, she seems like she's happy. She's really happy.
Well,
and the 99-year-old, she is, like, so energetic. Oh, my goodness. She's just amazing.
You've given them a great gift, so thanks for that, and thanks for sharing part of this special day with us. I appreciate it.
And again, thank you so much for having me.
Rochelle Crump, one of the organizers of the first all-women honor flight, took off from Midway this morning, and they'll be back a little bit later tonight. All right, let's get a look at the traffic on the ground now. Here's Mary.